Here's a story about St. Dogmell's and the sea. Peregrine and the Mermaid. There was once a man named Peregrine. He lived in St. Dogmell's, and like many people who lived on the coast, Peregrine made his living from the sea. One day, when fishing for herring at Pen Camice, he hauled in his nets. To his surprise, he saw he'd caught much more than just herring. In his net, there was a beautiful mermaid. The mermaid begged Peregrine to return her to the sea, but he refused. Instead, he tied her up in his boat and headed back to St. Dogmell's with his catch. The mermaid was not at all happy, as you can imagine. She cried and wailed and begged and pleaded again and again to be returned to the water. Eventually, as Peregrine reached the sandbar at the mouth of the river, he finally took pity on the mermaid and told her he was going to release her. The mermaid thanked him from the bottom of her heart and promised to repay his kindness by warning him of any pending storms that would come along in the future. Several days later, to be exact, so they say, on the 30th of September 1789, it was a nice calm morning. Peregrine was one of many fishermen heading out to sea, hoping for another good catch. But just as he was nearing the sandbar, who should appear but the mermaid? She appeared alongside his boat and warned him of a terrible storm approaching. Peregrine heeded her warning and headed back to the safety of the shore. The other fishermen just laughed when they saw this and carried on over the bar and out to sea. But later that day, a very fierce storm blew up. It whipped the sea into a frenzy, and the howling winds and pummeling waves destroyed the other boats from St. Dogmell's. Peregrine was sad to learn of their fate. And from that day on, he always kept one eye on the weather and the clouds, while the other kept a lookout for the mermaid. So now, if you happen to be passing through St. Dogmell's, do look for the mermaid statue. It's at the end of the jetty.